RadioInfluence.com.
This is the Cannabis Podcast, powered by Trulieve on Radio Influence. It's an inside look and the scientific facts in and around the world of medical cannabis. Now, here is your host, Ian Beckles.
Hello, everybody. This is Ian Beckles, and welcome back to the Cannabis Podcast. Once again, I've said before, this is about knowledge and enlightening everybody on the ways of cannabis and the rules and the regulations that are changing, which seems daily or hourly in the Florida area. We are powered by Trulieve, the only true dispensary here in the Florida area. It's not true. There's lots of them, but Trulieve is the utmost. I'm going to say I've not been in other ones before because I'm a loyal son of a gun. That's just me. Speaking of Trulieve, we have Victoria from Trulieve. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Good.
Good. I did a little research on what's going on in cannabis. Do you know the number of dispensaries now that are in Florida? Do you know the
number? Yes. We have, I think, 52 are open now. It changes on a weekly basis, not only with us, but with other organizations. Sure. Mm-hmm. So we have 17 of those.
You guys have 17?
Correct.
Out of the 52 in all of Florida?
Correct.
Okay. And Florida's behind.
Yeah.
Or somewhere in the middle. Some states haven't started.
Yeah. No, we're somewhere in the middle. I mean, I would say for Florida, we're behind in terms of we've been doing this for 2 years and we all still feel like we're in the same place.
Sure.
Yes, we have more stores. We have more products. We have better access. Mm-hmm. But in 2 years, we should have seen some more aggressive progress.
However,
within the rest of the United States, we're certainly ahead of the game, as some states haven't even considered.
No doubt. Now, reading up, Detroit has 98 dispensaries that are closing down. Okay.
Really?
You have 98 dispensaries. It's some cockamamie law that they're trying to pass, and they're only going to have 75 operating. And then I see that Canada is coming to Florida now and opening up dispensaries. Can you open up too many dispensaries? Is that possible?
Well, so far, it isn't possible. Mm-hmm. I mean, in Florida, it's not possible. Now, the patient count has to grow, obviously, with dispensary growth. So if tomorrow 1,000 dispensaries in Florida opened up, there wouldn't be enough patients to support the business side of dispensing.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But as organizations, we have to be in it for the long haul. So we have to be prepared to open and wait. And I think if you don't open stores, you don't get the awareness out there. So I don't think there can be too many. Maybe in Michigan there was, apparently.
That's possible.
Yeah.
That's Michigan and Florida, not the same thing. They're different animals, that's for
definitely.
Sure. Like, nobody's leaving Florida to go to Michigan.
No.
I've never heard it myself. I'm moving to Detroit. Yeah, I never heard that one. Vermont, actually, recreational marijuana is officially legal as of Sunday. And Vermont is a 9th state in the U.S. to legalize cannabis through legislation, okay? Is that how we're going to legalize it ultimately, just to make it recreational? It has to be through legislation, correct?
Correct. Yeah, it has to go on the ballot. So there's a lot of organizations fighting to get adult use, a.k.a. recreational, on the ballot for 2020.
Okay.
So if it makes it on that ballot, it'll be the first chance for us as voters to vote for it.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't, it'll be 2 years later.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's moving fast, but it's crawling at the same time.
Yeah.
I guess we're just feeling what's in Florida.
Yeah.
But it seems like Colorado moved real fast, it seemed like. But then again, we weren't there.
We weren't there. And it has been many, many years since Colorado legalized it medically, then recreationally. Mm-hmm. California, same way. They've been doing it since the 90s.
It's been a while, yes.
So, absolutely. I mean, if you think about it, it's really not that fast moving.
Really? It's
fighting
been that long?
For it.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, they've been fighting a lot longer than us. That's for sure. Now, they're estimated that the marijuana is going to make $23 billion for United States of America in 2022, which is 5 years. That's not that long.
I mean,
that's just a few years down the way. You know, Trulieve was on top of it. And I'm curious to see how this works, okay? Because when there's that much money out there, everybody's going to try to put their hands in it.
Yeah.
Like, is that what's happening right now? Because it's hard for us here to see what's happening behind closed doors.
It is a land grab. So what you're talking about Canada coming into Florida, the Canadian companies have so much money because in Canada, they're able to be publicly traded and have it, you know, many, many, many investors. So they're looking to infiltrate the United States, and they buy United States companies, and then those companies operate. So it's not necessarily that they're Canadian operators. They're just kind of Canadian investors and owners.
Sure. Yeah. That's where the money's coming from.
Yeah. That's where the money's coming from. And it's going to be a land grab. It's going to be, and hemp will be the same way. So there'll be another industry coming online where people are just waiting to put money into it. But it will be so fascinating to watch.
Yeah. I mean, it's unfolding right in front of us. That's, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I see Bill Nelson is pushing towards marijuana as a substitute for opioids. Thank goodness that should have been a deal a long time ago. Actually, Illinois came up with something that they call the big win, but they're questioning the effectiveness of marijuana as a painkiller. Is that one of the arguments? Are people arguing that actually marijuana is not a painkiller?
Well, pain medication manufacturers
sure.
are arguing that.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, as someone who talks to patients all day long, I've never heard anybody say, you know what, this isn't working, I'm going back on my opioids.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. So it is working for pain. The reason they say that is because there hasn't been federal FDA-approved research studies to look at the science behind our pain receptors and using pharmaceuticals versus cannabis.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of money to be lost if you start to say, we don't even need opioids anymore. I mean, can you imagine the shift in our healthcare? So there's a fear factor in that as well from Big Pharma.
Now, speaking of Big Pharma and FDA, they're actually pushing to see if they can get it expanded as far as their opportunities for research. They need more money. With all the money that's thrown at other crap, you know, that has to be a done deal at this point. Do you know how much money is put towards the FDA to actually do that kind of research?
I don't want to know.
I don't think I want to know either.
Too much.
You know, the FDA, you think the FDA is our friend?
I mean, I could get into my personal conspiracy theories around the FDA. I mean, I think the concept of having an organization oversee the safety of the things that we're putting out into the market is important. Do I think that any study can be swayed one way or the other? Absolutely. I mean, there's, you know, if you want a certain outcome, very bright people can figure out how to get that particular outcome and say something is safe and effective. And the fact that we put medication into the marketplace where the side effects are death or like your eyeballs will fall out is just absolutely, you know, kind of mind blowing.
No doubt. Now, there was this congressperson, Nikki Fried. I don't know if you heard about her.
Yep.
She's a candidate for agriculture commissioner. And she's using marijuana as, you know, just, I guess, the key topic of her campaign.
Yep.
Because I guess she was kicked to the curb because she took marijuana money. I believe that's how it all started. So marijuana is a big thing, you know, on her, you know, as far as topics go. And she's trying to remove the barriers, obviously, recreation, which would be flowers. She's trying to get everything done, obviously. And stop penalizing financial institutes for working with marijuana. I think that's important as well. And starting a state bank. Wouldn't that make a whole lot of sense? Because right now, banks still don't really want to take the marijuana money, do they?
No, not federal banks. So we started, there was a bank, not we, but there was a bank in Florida started called First Green Bank, and they were a state bank. Then they merged with a larger federal bank. They were doing all of the cannabis companies' banking. Then they merged with a large federal bank, and they dropped us, all of us. So so there is a fear. So she's being dropped because she uses large national federal banks and she is taking campaign funds.
Okay.
So that's why they dropped her. So yeah, I mean, if somebody has the opportunity to start up a state bank and work with cannabis companies,
I would start a bank.
There you go. There's your next venture. I would say it's a good idea.
I don't know how much money it costs to start a bank.
I don't either.
I would like to start that one.
I mean, just get a little safe and say, I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take your money. I'll take all your millions of dollars. Nobody else wants it. We'll take it for sure. I'm sure you saw the this week that Elon Musk, one of the more brilliant people in our world, did Joe Rogan's podcast, which I'm a fan of.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan, a big proponent of marijuana for a long time. He would have to be top
Oh my gosh. His whole proponents, everything he does ties back to cannabis.
You know, cannabis is about Joe Rogan, Snoop Dogg, Willie Nelson. Mm-hmm. There's a couple other names. Woody Harrelson, maybe. Yeah. I want to get my name on the list. I want to get my own strand.
Well, you have to get high with Joe Rogan, and I'm sure you would. It makes national media.
Well, the thing is, you have to become more of a name before you get on Joe Rogan's show. Right. Because if you go on Joe Rogan's show, that is a big deal right now.
Yeah.
Like, Joe Rogan is his own entity now. He doesn't need television.
No.
Like, when as far as podcasts go, he is king. Good for him. And if Joe Rogan ever wants me on his podcast, I will fly across the country to be on his podcast.
Yeah.
It would change your status immediately because of that many damn people listening. And, that's what it's all about for sure. But Joe Rogan, who has the number one podcast on the planet, he had Elon Musk on, and Elon Musk smoked marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
People went batshit crazy.
I know.
They were like, oh my, like people from NASA and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Right. It was crazy.
It's to the point now where you want to say, you know, everybody goes home, they're smoking weed, right? Like, you want to say that.
It's like, it's no different than when you go on, you know, there's talk shows where people go on and they have a cocktail. Or when you see someone smoking a cigarette. It's like, we don't get up in arms about that. And those things are very dangerous. Very dangerous for you. So, you know, he has cannabis, which they were in California, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
So there's no rules that he can't do that. You know, he's a very brilliant person. And yes, I always think too, people with that kind of brain power sometimes just need that relief. Sometimes he's probably a little stressed out. And then too, sometimes I think there's a reason for the buzz to be created. And he's not a dumb person. He's very, very brilliant. So I think there could have been some motivation behind him understanding that there may be some controversy around him doing that, but that's something he probably
saw it coming.
Yeah.
I don't think he gives a crap.
No, I don't think he cares.
What's going to happen to Elon Musk? He's going to lose $1 billion.
Right.
What's going to happen? He's going to be fine.
I mean, I could see someone like that saying, I went in on the cannabis space, and then taking what he's been able to do in other businesses and applying that technology and that science.
He's no dummy.
Yeah, he's not.
That's for sure. Now, I said I want to get my own strand of cannabis one day, and I'm real about that. Saw Jimmy Buffett. I'm not a huge fan of Jimmy Buffett music. It kind of puts me to sleep. I guess there's a time and place for everything. But there's a company that adopted Jimmy Buffett and his coral reefer kind of thing. And he's about to make a lot of money.
Potentially. I think it depends on what it's all about, distribution, right? Mm-hmm. And about the products and about people, patients now, and potentially when we go full adult use, it's about people connecting with brands. Mm-hmm. And so people that love Jimmy Buffett are going to connect with that brand, but they have to connect with the brand. They have to enjoy the product, which in Florida, the companies here are producing those products. So we're not resellers currently of other brands.
Okay.
So they would license with him, but they would be creating those products.
Sure.
So there's a quality assurance factor that he's obviously going to be very, you know, hopefully involved in. I would be if it were my name,
no doubt,
and my brand. But it'll be interesting. That's an interesting partnership. He's a Florida guy.
He's a Florida guy through and through.
Yeah.
He kind of is synonymous with marijuana too.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's so much him smoking marijuana.
Right. As his listeners.
Everybody else. Like, it doesn't matter if he smokes it or not.
Right.
Like, Snoop is smoking it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's his thing. I never really saw Jimmy. I don't pay much attention to Jimmy Buffett. But
no, you're right. I haven't either.
But everybody else kind of around it, you always see them smoking it. But there's so much strength and power and money behind these facilities. I guess Surterra is going to be the name of the company that's adopting him. They have 10 medical marijuana dispensaries, 3 delivery distributions in Florida, and they're all 300,000 square feet.
Yeah. You know
how much money that is?
Yeah.
I mean, people are coming in lock, stock, and barrel, ready to take over the world.
In Florida, it's not this way everywhere, but in Florida, Canada, similar, because of the way they set the system up, it takes a ton of money to just get one product to one person because you have to control the whole process. So building out a dispensary is no easy feat. And then you have to stand there and hope and pray that people come
and buy your products. Now, like you see the evolution of cannabis and marijuana as you go. Hawaii, I guess they said that very soon you're going to be able to buy cannabis products at dispensaries in Hawaii. And they're also going to be able to, if you're going to Hawaii, you're also going to be able to call ahead and say, I'm coming.
Wow.
And then pay $45 and then get a card when you're there.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Good
because
Hawaii.
Like, I know a lot of people who have their medical marijuana card now.
Yeah.
And they travel. They won't go with anything. Like, it doesn't make sense because, you know, when you read a lot of these different stories, I read a story of this guy that told his that was trying to get an advancement in his job. And the boss said, OK, well, you got to take a drug test. And he says, OK, but, you know,
give me 30 days.
Well, he said, well, I just started taking medical marijuana because of whatever back spasms or whatever. Mm-hmm. So he took the test and he did everything. And not only did he not get a job, they fired him.
Ugh.
OK, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you wonder when that's going to go away or if it'll
go away. It has to become federally legal. That's the only way that companies are going to declassify it and make it not a narcotic. It's classified with heroin and cocaine right now.
Correct.
So for a company to say, well, we're going to separate cannabis, it's a big move, especially for large companies who are in multiple states.
Sure.
Small companies, you know, home grown companies, local, they're not as concerned, but it's going to take the United States to declassify it so that then they can declassify it off of their policies, because they're still going to say, if you're using serious illegal drugs, that's still not okay. So in order for them to move that, it's going to take our whole nation.
No doubt. Now, for those of you looking and you're interested in getting your card like I've had for just over a year now, there's a process to it. You go to Tetra Health Centers, 2814 West Martin Luther King. They got great doctors over there. So you get a chance to see the doctors. Bring, you know, whatever you have, whatever your illness is or your ailment, bring the papers in, whether it be x-rays or MRIs, whatever. You go see their doctor, and after they diagnose you, then there's just a slight wait now. It's nothing crazy. What's it down to?
No, like 2 weeks is typically.
Okay,
yeah,
that's awesome.
It's gotten much better.
Way, way better. So you go see the doctors over there at Tetra Health Centers, and then you get your card, and then you go to Trulieve, and that's the process. You can't just go to Trulieve and say, yo, I want my stuff. It doesn't work that way.
No.
This is the right way to do it. It's not like when you're going to your drug dealer's house and you get there and there's a bunch of Rastas sitting on the couch. That's happened before. But anyways, so Tetra Health Centers, 813-898-8009. They have the best doctors over there. Then you head your ass over to Trulieve. Now, I saw this whole thing. There's this big to-do about this new Shatter stuff. Is it? Have you run out yet?
Yeah.
It was gone quick, wasn't it?
It was gone in several hours.
Okay.
So we Shatter Day is what we called it. And Shatter is, honestly, it took us by surprise that people were so reactive to it, just because Florida is just a very different market. It's very medical. It's a lot older of a demographic. And Shatter is, it's a powerful product. It's a concentrate. And it's full spectrum, which means you get all those whole plant benefits, but it's powerful. So we launched it, and in a couple of hours on our Shatter Day, it was gone. And we launched it with thousands of units. It was gone. So we've had dribs and drabs of it coming back, and we're restocking, and we're working just to sort of build our pipeline of it. We just had no idea that people would want it. They would go crazy over it. And not just, you know, a younger generation.
Yeah, everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah. Everybody wants a little bit more.
They do. And it's a really good, again, it was a great price point. So it's an affordable type of medication. It has that whole plant. The flavor is just so different and great and strong and like robust with it. So I can tell you, our employees at our grow facility, we have first, second, third shift, people working through the night. It's incredible.
Now, one day I'm going to go to the dispensary, in Tallahassee.
The grow
in Tallahassee. I'd like to see what it's about. Like, I can't picture it, although it's blissful.
You can't picture it until you get up there, and then you're like, it's almost like finding the North Pole.
I can see that.
Gosh, it
Bigfoot.
Exists. Yeah.
Running into Bigfoot.
Exactly.
I knew you were been around. Now do they have doctors there, obviously. Do they need anybody to just test the product?
We do have a research and development team that tests.
Nice.
We honestly, we move so quickly to launch products. Mm-hmm. We used to have a program where we would allow patients to test it, mm-hmm. but the demand is so high, we don't have that 3 or 4 weeks sure. to say, okay, you guys test it and let us know. It's like, mm-hmm. we have to get this out here before the riots start.
Yeah, right.
so that's, but yes, we definitely, patients are allowed to test products before they come to market. We have a program set up for that, but they have to be a patient, obviously.
So you guys can't even make the stuff fast enough, correct?
No. So I mean, it's a plant. So we've got to let that. And if you try to rush it, if you mess with the growing cycle, you're just going to screw up the end
correct.
Result. So,
correct.
I mean, we sing to the plants. We,
really?
Yeah.
What do you play? What kind of music
well,
do you play? You play Bob Marley. Come on.
Well, we played everything trying okay. to figure out if there's anything that they like better.
I think Revolution. They like Revolution.
I mean, I want to. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we try everything to see if there's anything that maybe will get them a little more motivated to get through the cycle faster. Then you've got to go through the curing process, and you can't rush it.
Can't
it's
rush
like
it, no.
it's like slow cooking ribs, right? Yeah. If you take them out too soon, they're going to be
good analogy.
Awful.
Very yeah. very good analogy.
You got to let that yeah. puppy cook.
It's about the love yeah. that you put into yep. it. So Shatter is a new product. Do you have anything else on the horizon coming up?
We do.
Okay.
We have lots of new stuff on the horizon. Lots of sort of groundbreaking science
okay.
behind the plant, releasing products and isolating parts of the plant that provide specific results. So you can kind of, as a patient, start moving towards a product that's specifically for certain conditions. So without leaking secrets, mm-hmm. we have so many things. Basically, whatever exists in the world and what doesn't exist, mm-hmm. we're going to be there to put it out to the market. And we also have just contracted with a company called Bang Chocolate.
Bang Chocolate.
Bang Chocolates. Uh-oh. They're going to be one of our edibles brand partners. So we'll be, they're an incredible chocolate company, award-winning chocolate company.
Are you allowed to do that already?
Well, we are. So we're allowed to partner with them. The difference is we have to create the products in our Florida facility. So okay. they'll be sort of consulting with us on how to make their exact products with okay. their recipes and their brand. And then we'll be able to put
you're
them.
You're going to co-brand it then?
Yeah, it'll
okay.
be co-branded. Mm-hmm.
Have you tried it?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah, they're delicious.
What am I, an animal? I can't taste the chocolates.
Well, they're not here in Florida. I have to try it in a legal state where Bang Chocolate produces products.
See, I'm just not a big
disclaimer.
Legal, illegal guy. I'm just kind of a willy-nilly type of guy, you know?
I know
you can't do the willy nilly.
I can't be though.
You cannot be.
No, I can't.
No. So were you sitting? You're at home, obviously, when you tried the chocolate.
No, I was in California.
And it all turned out well.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Delicious.
Good effect.
I mean, they have that. That's really what they specialize in. So I think it's important that companies like us find people in that specific niche that mm-hmm. know exactly what they're doing with chocolates.
Exactly.
They don't try to branch out into 1,000 different products. They mm-hmm. specialize that, and
no doubt.
They do.
So when you're in California and you're walking around, does everybody look a little hazy?
No.
No?
No.
No?
No. The only place that I really noticed, Las Vegas, where it went recreational this summer? No, last summer.
But what were you, in a casino?
But yeah.
No, nobody's sober in a casino.
Well, no, it wasn't sober. You smell the aromas. Oh,
everywhere. In Las Vegas?
Everywhere now. I mean, and at any point of the day, I would get up at 7 a.m. I'm like, seriously?
You just smell.
Everybody?
You're just like everybody. Yeah, yeah.
It's like coming through the doors.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I never smelled anything like a Muscle Beach, Venice Beach.
Oh,
never.
Dispensary Row.
Yeah, and that's when I wasn't actually smoking then. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I remember turning the corner and this wafting smell, woof, and I go, that is crazy.
Yeah.
And even when I wasn't smoking, I always loved the smell.
Yep.
And I was like, every single person on this beach, I think, is
smoking.
I mean,
that whole boardwalk is nothing but dispensaries.
That's all it is, though. Yeah. It goes store, dispensary. And they're like those bright green stores. Yep. And they're absolutely everywhere. And man, I mean, I was wondering that. I wonder if, like, when you go places, has it changed? Like, I wonder if Colorado, how much it's changed in the last 5 years. I wonder if it's visibly changed.
I think so. Yeah. Well, I mean, we know because of this sort of green rush in Colorado, we know it's gotten more expensive to live there.
Sure has.
Real estate values have gone up. But with the tax dollars, mm-hmm. they made improvements in their landscape mm-hmm. as well, and buildings and infrastructure. So good change.
Very good change.
And tourism increased. I mean, their ski slopes aren't empty.
Well, I have heard this. When you go to the ski slopes, and I'm not a skier. I used to ski growing up. I don't ski anymore. But I would go hang out, though.
Yeah.
Just at the lodge. Yeah. Like they say everybody's at the lodge, it's just sitting and chill. Yeah. Everybody's got a J in their hand. Everybody's kind of chill. And the thing is, for people that are that hate it and that are against marijuana, all those kind of things, we should videotape it.
Yeah.
We should videotape everybody just kind of sitting in the hot tub, smoking a J, or just kind
of
walking around.
It's become
peaceful.
A part of the tourism draw. You land in the
big
airport,
mm-hmm.
you get in your Uber, they know, they're like, what dispensary? Same thing with Las Vegas. What mm-hmm. dispensary do you want to go to? They all know where they are. They'll help guide mm-hmm. you. If you said, well, here's what I enjoy the most. I'm an edibles person or I'm a beverage person. They'll be like, well, I know where we should go. So the tourism, the Ubers, the taxis, they're all learning too.
They
so they can be tour guides almost.
Well, I got some news for you. Okay. Wherever you go, even if you're going to a state where it's not legal, go to a cab driver. He'll find it for you.
Yeah.
they're going to find it for you. They know where it's at. You know what I'm talking about. That's the first
I do not.
Well, most cab drivers say, what you need? I'll get you. And then they'll say just about anything because, you know, it's about tips, that's for sure.
Sure.
But,
living.
But yeah, but, you know, we had Joe Redner on last week, and Joe's a very colorful, very energetic guy. Need to get him on again. He's been a proponent for so long.
I know.
He's been fighting forever.
Yep.
And it's been big in his world, huge in his world. We talked about some future shows that we're going to do. We're going to do one from one of the dispensaries, which would be great.
Yes.
And the young man that spent some time in jail. How long? 20-something years, was it?
He's been 20. Yeah, his name's Robert Potch. He spent 28 years in jail for a first cannabis offense.
Like how much cannabis, though?
Well, I'll have to let him tell the story because he's got a couple books about it. So there's some controversy around how much actual and how much was reported.
Sure.
So part of the challenge behind his struggle was they felt as if they misrepresented the severity of the charge and the case. So I'll kind of let him expand that. But there's a documentary about it, and he's written a couple books about his experience. The Black Tuna Gang.
What's the name? That's his name?
Yeah, that was
Black Tuna.
His Bobby Tuna and the Black Tuna Gang operated out of Miami.
Wow. See, now, like I'm thinking off the top of my head, I remember, you remember the name Nate Newton? Nate Newton used to play football for Dallas Cowboys. It's an obscure name. Big lineman. He got caught with like 400 pounds of marijuana in a van. And he got caught. And he was going through a bunch of litigation. And then a couple months later, he got caught again with a couple hundred pounds. He's not in jail.
Yeah.
So it just, the laws, they vary so much and they're cockeyed.
Yeah, they are.
They're cockeyed. They're still cockeyed, I think.
Yeah.
You're still hearing of people getting pulled over with a little piece of joint in their car.
Yeah.
It's just a reason.
Yeah.
It's just a reason that to pull over somebody that like, okay, and you don't hear, I've never heard this story. We pulled over a lawyer, and he had a joint in his car. Never heard that story.
Right.
Never one time. It just doesn't happen. Unfortunately, I don't know which one it is, but there's a whole lot. I try not to ride dirty anymore because I just feel like I'm riding around.
No,
I have an okay car, and I'm like a siren on my car. Pull me over. Like, I've actually been in my car before. Indulging, and sirens go off. Woo! And I'm like in these little back streets in South Dallas. I'm creeping. Woo! And I was like, oh boy. So now you eat it, you spray the car, everything's chill. Open the window. Good afternoon, officer. I just want to pull you over, man. I love your show. That's a buzzkill.
Seriously?
I was like, thank you. I appreciate you listening, but please don't do that again. Nothing's worse than me than those sirens. Those sirens are the worst things out there. So we're gonna definitely have some field trips coming up here real soon to True Leave, and I want to meet your boy Bobby Tuna. Is his name
Bobby Tuna?
That sounds definitely interesting. So you want to go check out my people at True Leave when you can, TrueLeave.com, and also you want to go check out those Doctors First Tetra Health Centers. That's THC, 2814 West Martin Luther King. 813-898-8009 if you want to get in touch with their doctors. And we got chocolates coming up soon in True Leave. You have a date for that?
We don't. That's dependent on the Department of Health. So I'm not going to mislead people. It could be several months.
So try to sneak me some before it comes up. I won't tell anybody. I promise. Nobody's listening.
I know.
I won't tell anybody. Anyways, Victoria, thank you.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You to people
Always a
True
pleasure.
Leave doing wonderful things. And everybody go out there. And alcohol is bad for you, everybody. Marijuana's good for you. So go out there and smoke something delicious. Everybody have a wonderful week. Peace out.
For more information on medical cannabis, make sure to visit TrueLeave on Twitter at TrueLeave or TrueLeave.com. That's TrueLeave.com. Also, make sure to follow Ian Beckles on Twitter at Ian Beckles. This has been the Cannabis Podcast, powered by TrueLeave on Radio Influence.
This is a Crush Performance Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
Our good friend, Josh Hoytmer.
From a coaches as a young athlete, in the way they plan practice, the way they stayed organized, the ability to allow you to fail, but then push you to continue to succeed through those challenging moments, that's something you learn as an athlete that carries with you as a student at university all the way up through the days working as a professional in whatever field you choose. But then when it gets to that academic level, it's the people around you and the things that they studied and their expertise, and then the friends and relationships you build at conferences. These things are all huge and influence your perspectives and your approaches to your day-to-day work. But for me, personally, I've been lucky where I've had great mentors in the strength and conditioning world, you know, pointing to you, Crush, and then also in the mental performance world with Dr. Charlene Orr, and then also Christy Gelaretto, where they're both the academic, and then you also have that counseling psychological side, and having both perspectives influence my daily practice has been priceless and also very rare. So I feel like I've been very lucky in my process of becoming a mental performance consultant. But yeah, the people are huge, and having good people that support you and genuinely care about you, it's a game changer for an athlete and as a professional.
Crush Performance with the Crusher, Jeff Crichel, can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and RadioInfluence.com.